All right, it is 9:06 here on Morning Mayhem. What a pleasure it is to talk to our next guest. It's hard to believe, guys, that Nolan Richardson's first year at Arkansas, I think I was a senior linebacker for Ken Hatfield. How about that? How far it goes back? And what a career he's had, Hall of Famer, and he has had more interviews this week. I've seen him everywhere, and he's so kind to give us a few minutes of his time today. Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline, and talk to Hall of Famer Nolan Richardson. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, David. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Listen, really appreciate your time. I know how busy you are, and I know this is the time of the year where you always get a lot of interview requests, and even more so, Coach, now that Razorback basketball is back in the sense back-to-back Sweet 16 since that magical run in 93, 94, 95, that area, that era. Got to make you feel good to have this kind of recognition back with the Arkansas program that you took us to amazing heights back in the 90s.
Well, it's very gratifying when you, as you mentioned, the fact that they're back, they're visible, and Musselman's doing a great job to hopefully keep them there and go even further. I'm very proud of the fact that the basketball is the way it was many years ago.
We've had several of your players on the last few days. I think we had Todd Day, we had Scotty Thurman, had Kareem Reed today, and I remember Scotty, I think the other day, a guy said, this time of the year is like Christmas time to him. It's just a magical time, and I would imagine.
Ernie Murray. Ernie's too. Ernie's listening.
During your 22 years of coaching in NCAA Division I, I think you were in postseason play 20 times, and so I imagine you probably feel the same way about this time of the year.
Well, I tell you what, spring break usually happens about this time of the year. And I never had a spring break. I didn't know what that was.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you, Coach.
You're right. You never got it. You were always busy, right?
There was no spring break. If we had a spring break, that means we had a hell of a terrible year.
That's right. That's a good point.
That's how I used to judge it.
Yes.
Christmas was good, but I tell you what, spring break is everybody looks forward to. Our guys never look forward to spring break.
Good.
Well, that's the ultimate compliment. You're being busy on spring break. Now, going back, Nolan, when I mentioned 1985, when you first got there, man, it feels like it's forever ago. But one of the things that people don't realize, I mean, you were such an all-around athlete. I remember looking at you and going, hey, the guy looks like a football player. And you had football success. You probably could have played professional football. And I guess you were smart.
I signed a contract.
That's what you did with the Chargers?
With the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, yeah.
I went out there. And matter of fact, one of the great players during that era was called up here, Bambi, they called him.
Bambi, yeah, Lance Allworth. You betcha.
Yes, Lance. I was there during that. When he was up there, he was the superstar, wideouter,
yeah,
flanker, whatever. But I was able to go out to the football deal and try it. I tried it at Dallas Chaparral basketball. I went through exhibition season with that. That was the new ABA. I had signed the contract as a 17, 18-year-old with the Houston Astros.
Wow, baseball too. Wow. How
those about that? Days you had to have your parents sign, and I was on J-team and didn't. So I had a shot at quite a few things to do.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades, but I couldn't master any of them.
No, that just obviously shows how what an athlete you were.
Absolutely.
And obviously you had the build, and competitor, no question about it. Of course, Coach, we got to ask obviously about the game Thursday night. You've been in a lot of great matchups. Nobody has given Arkansas a chance to win, Coach. Nobody. And so
Arkansas by five.
Listen, we've been hearing you on Randy now. You've been calling a lot of the games this year. I don't have you missed any at all these ones you're calling?
Not so far.
All right. So you say Arkansas by five.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I think.
Okay. What has to happen, Coach? What has to happen with this team against Gonzaga?
The thing that you have to me watching our team play is that, don't do anything they haven't been doing. In other words, you're going to play hard. You're going to play to win. You're going to play, you're not – don't take this game like this is it. This is the end of it.
Right.
Because it's not the end. I mean, because when you get by it, you got another game.
So right.
Approach the game the same as you approach any game. Approach it with the idea that you're good enough to win the basketball game. I think it's a mental game now. Gotcha. Now, what else has to happen? Yeah, they have to shoot the ball well. All the announcers say that. Yeah. What else has to happen? Yeah, you have to rebound. The obvious has to happen.
Right.
But that's not what I look for. I don't look for the obvious. I'm looking for the things that make us have a chance to win. And the number one thing is how he's got his kids playing hard on defensive end of the floor. Yeah. That, to me, is the clue or the key to success.
We're visiting with Nolan Richardson on the Hodges Glass Little Rock Glass Hotline. Coach, you've had a lot of great players come through Arkansas during your time up there. Who are the players you like on this team? What are the players, what are the qualities you like of the guys on this year's squad?
Well, I like the fact that they share the ball. Mm-hmm. And the Allen kid, Jason, he's phenomenal. I mean, there is every aspect of the game. From the standpoint of defense, he's there. Offense, he's there. Leadership type, he's there. Passing the ball, he's there. I mean, you name it, he's there on offense or on defense, you know. And then Notez had a great year. He makes impossible shots,
right?
But they keep going in. You know, you just go on and on with some of their players. Davis kid,
yeah.
I mean, you know, he's a nightmare if he's playing. He's hard to match up with when he's got the kind of quickness that he's got at his side.
I do like Coach. And you did it with your teams. You got a combination of kids from out of state. You got a combination of kids that love the Razorbacks, that grew up being Razorbacks, like Jalen Williams, but then you got this transfer portal going on where. You know, Muss has got these guys coming in 1 year, and that has to be one of the things, I guess, as a coach that's been really impressive, is to take a team, you only got 1 year to do it, and somehow throughout the course of the year turn them into a cohesive, well-playing team.
Well, that's the great part of being, I think, mostly the head of the game in that department, because when you start getting players, you know, like the NBA, you know, they're there today and gone far. When you get a group of guys that's got some age. The age factor plays a very important part. 23-year-old is playing a 17 or 18-year-old guy. I think the 23 every day,
right.
Regardless of how skilled and how grateful the college, high school, going to college player is. It's all about maturity, and this game, you know, this is a game of decision making. And the older you are, sometimes and the more you have played. Your decision making is much better than the kid that's 18, 19 that's learning 2, 3, 4 years to catch up with what this man knows. So there's a plus sign, and because his familiarity of having putting teams together and losing players, bringing them back, you know, it to me that played a very good part in his behalf.
One of the things too, you've actually, one of the great things over the years too, and some coaches don't do this, but you've done it, is you've attended a lot of games, you've watched a lot of basketball, and I don't know if Musselman, how he treats you, I'm sure he comes over there and he's glad you're there, but that's something that's really been neat for fans to see you supportive of the program, come up, show up, and watch basketball.
Well, I tell you, if it wasn't for the COVID and it wasn't for, you know, my wife's not good, and I'm kind of caretaking, and I never leave at night. And so I wish I could have been able to attend a lot of the ball games. I watch everything, I read everything about the Razorbacks. And so in spirit, I'm there all the way.
Coach, you know, we just got through talking to Kareem Reed. We looked up, I couldn't remember Courtney Fortson's name, and now we talk about likes on this Razorback basketball team. He is one of those players that we had that we go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he's taking that shot. What is he doing? Oh, it's a great one right there. Who made you pull your hair out the most when you were coaching up there?
Al Dillard.
Really?
Al Dillard, boy. Al Dillard, when he walked in the gym, he was in range.
Yes, that's exactly
well,
right.
He made most of them, didn't he, Coach?
Well, I could hear you.
I said he made most of his, though, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he pulled my hair out because I'm saying, what are you doing? Good shot, son.
That's exactly right. It's almost like you had – go ahead.
I said, every time he cocked his wrist, and then he'd be 90 feet away. I'm
saying,
you can't even see the goal from where you're shooting.
That is funny. Yeah, it's almost like you want to make the hog a lot smaller on the court so that he thought that the tail was still there, and he was shooting on that right there. But listen, I mean, you're the reason that we all love the Hogs, that we got frustrated for so many years. We've talked about it here before. This is the first time since your championship run that we've had back-to-back Sweet 16 teams. I mean, as fans, and you, listen, if anybody knows how fickle Razorback fans are, you do, because we want to win. But it's your fault. It's your fault that we want to win all the time. Because you put it.
But that's why I say, you create a monster, and you got to feed that monster. Yeah. And boy, dude, when you run out of food, the monster eats you.
Yeah.
But the great part about it is, as you mentioned, the fact that I go back to think about all the kids in it. That were part of the programs. I mean, you know, we did have a chance to go to four Elite Eights and three Final Fours and two back-to-back playing in the final game. I mean, and then in 96, I thought we had a really good ball club. And, of course, that's when the NCAA decided that we had done something wrong and didn't. And dismissed the Sunday Adebayo and just paid my lead score, my leading rebounder, and we still got to the Sweet 16. You know, it was on. We were on a run, and it all stopped after the 96-97. We were able to survive, but we had it going. That was one thing for sure.
Well, maybe one of these days we'll be able to read the book and find out about Sunday Adebayo, because he was there, he was playing, then he was gone, and he came back. I don't know. It's almost like he was in his own portal back then, for crying out loud.
He was. They gave him another year because of that was a wrongdoing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so he can you imagine? I talk about it all the time. Sunday played us when he was at Memphis. He played for us first. Then he goes to Memphis. Yep. We go over there, and Sunday beats us. We come back the next year, and Sunday's with us.
Yeah.
Memphis comes over, and he beats them.
Yeah. I remember that.
I remember it too. It was so bizarre.
Yeah, think about those numbers, Nolan. In the 90s, you guys averaged 27 wins per season, and you know what Roger was talking about. It does. I mean, you set the bar that these fans expect. And I tell you, Coach, it's been 17 years. We talked about it the other day. There was a stat that was thrown out. 17 years, Coach Musselman's had more the postseason wins in the last 3 years than we had in 17 years combined. But you know what? That's what you want. You know, you built an expectation and you left a legacy. That's, you know, what's crazy, you know, Justin Moore is one of our new co-hosts, and he wore number 10 in high school when he won his high school state championship, and all of his little girls were number 10. And he wore number 10 because of Todd Day. Mm-hmm. And just to hear those kind of stories and think of all the people you impacted with those great teams, got to make you feel great from a legacy standpoint, not just the wins and losses, but just those kind of things and how it affects families and kids.
You know, you're absolutely right, David. When I think about, if you ever stop and kind of reflect back, I think Eddie did a tremendous job of getting basketball on the map. But when you start to thinking back about the way we played, the style we played, and how many kids after that began to play basketball, and you started, and I remember when you could barely have one or two in the state that was considered a top-notch player.
Right.
Today, there's top-notch players coming out of Arkansas right and left because basketball became very, very popular. Very, very popular. And kids begin to play it and emulate the players that they loved and cared about. So that makes me feel good. I always say that if I should leave this earth and like we all have to, and my legacy would not be how many, I don't think he'd ask me how many games I won. Maybe how many lives I touched, and I hope that I've touched quite a few lives.
You know, I think it is, Coach. I think that just goes right into Scotty, Kareem.
Pat Bradley.
As far as Corliss and these guys, and Todd Day, these are all coaches now.
Yeah.
They're all coaches. So, the impact that you had on them now, it's trickling down to their students because of what you did.
Well, like I said, I kind of try to keep an eye on all of my kids. You know, it's amazing. Even Mike Anderson, one of my older guys,
yeah,
played
sure,
for
sure.
Me.
That's
and
true.
His nephew, who's a coach there T.J. Cleveland played 4 years at the University of Arkansas. That's He's there as a coach. And so, you know, it's been something that when you watch and see these guys and see their success, it just makes you feel good inside.
Well, I'm sorry, David. It's just because I forgot Mike Anderson was one of your guys, one of your players, and there he is right now. Listen, you had a staff. You had Mike Anderson, Scott Edgar, and those groups out there. They were going all over the country to get you your players and as well as yourself. And, again, I mean –
Well, and the other thing I was going to say, Coach, you know, you mentioned some of your players that were coaches. But the other thing I always look at, Coach, is like, for example, you know, I played for Lou Holtz and Ken Hatfield. And, you know, I want to say I learned, you know, things through both those guys to be the person I am today.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether you're a coach, no matter what profession you go into.
Sure.
But if you look at some of the successes, you know, with Kareem Reed's running an academy today, you know, Pat Bradley's one of the best broadcasters in the business. You know, it doesn't matter what you do, is that your guys, if you look at that, I think that's the ultimate test is what they are. Are they good dads? Are they good parents? Are they a good husband?
Yeah.
Are they successful in business? And that's a great compliment to you.
I appreciate that, David. And I remember I came when you were probably a senior. And
yeah.
You were a hell of a football player also. So it's, you know, and for you to be able to be in the business that you're in and understanding so much of what's going on. You know, some people, they just be talking. They don't really know what they're talking about. But you do. So
yes, he does.
I appreciate you also saying those kind words.
Well, Coach, you know, back then, too, you know, back in the old days, you know, mustaches and neck rolls were really popular. I wish, you know, that was the days of Burt Reynolds and Tom Selleck.
You had a mustache.
You had a mustache back then.
Some cowboy
nobody
boots.
Nobody does the mustache anymore,
no,
Coach.
Nobody
What's the deal with
collared
that?
Shirts like you either,
That's right.
Coach.
which is good.
Listen, it's one of those things. And let's not forget this. Not only with the coaches and all that, but you probably helped out Ernie Murray as well.
We love Ernie.
Ernie being a referee, you might have helped him out a time or two to be able to handle that.
You know? We love Ernie.
I guarantee he knows what not to do.
That's a fact. Well,
Ernie is quite a character. I speak with him quite a bit.
Yeah, he's a great guy. We have him on quite a bit. Yeah.
Well, Coach, we know that you're on the show with Randy Rainwater throughout.
That's been a great segment, Coach.
I had no idea that was going to. Forgive me for not even realizing
doing
that.
Great
and
that.
I know Randy's upset with me, but what a tremendous treat it is for us to have on here, personally for me to be on here, but for our listeners in the morning to be able to hear the one and only Nolan Richardson. And all the accolades that we can give you. It's because of you that we love the Razorbacks as much as we do, and it's because of you that we hold our teams. We expect them to be at least in the tournament and get one win every single year. And it's just a treasure to have you on with us today.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, once the bar is set, you got to try to measure up to it. And sometimes, you know, again, as I said, the monster is being created, and it's going to create again and again, again and again, and hopefully – this monster will continue to grow.
Yep. Well, he's called the shot. He said Hawks by five.
He said by five.
If you get that right, that will be. We're going to play that.
Come back on.
We're going to play that. Get you back on. And we're going to play that clip 1,000 times.
Yeah, we're going to feed that monster of having you back on here.
Thanks so much, Coach. We appreciate you. Thanks for spending time with us.
You got it, Dave. Take care.
All right. Richardson, there you go. There he is, right.